Paul, compared to the last time you played them and the more time they've had under Coach Tortorella, what do you see that's different about this team from last time?
Well, they've changed their neutral zone. Other than that, they look very, very similar to all of John's teams. They're going to really, really aggressive on trying to be aggressive on everything that they do. They'll work a lot of low plays, wraps, scrums to the net, and they're blocking off a lot of shots, and they're trying to do that. So it's just going to be a fight for ice. You know, there won't be a lot of clean-outs. You'll always be, you know, having somebody hunting you or closing on you because of their aggressive nature. It'll make it a real physical contest. There's going to be a lot of contact in the game.
But what have you seen from Matthew Perreault this season? It's third in points, but he hasn't exactly popped out too many games. But what have you seen from him this year?
So maybe almost the, what have you learned about Matthew since he's been here? You know, right from the start, for not a big statured fella, he might be one of our hardest forecheckers, our hardest grinding guys. He's on the puck. He spends a lot of time on the ice over the course of the game trying to hit guys that are bigger than he is. He really can make some plays. I think he's always been a bit of a passer's mentality to his game. And he's been a nice kind of addition with Mark, you know, like with Mark's speed. I think he's helped Mark kind of starting to see him developing a little bit different offensive concept. Mark gets the puck in the slot more than he has in the past, and he's getting those shots off. I think I like his energy more than anything else. Like, he's big smile on his face. His visor's always covered in water. He's one of the few guys that doesn't towel off every time he comes to the bench. There's probably no point in it. I like his energy and his fight, and looks like he has a career-ending injury just about every night because he gets twisted around, and it's legitimate. I mean, you're holding your breath. He gets up, and he comes back to the bench, and he's got as much contact in his game of guys twice his size.
What is versatility? Finding the right guys for him. Do you feel like you've found that with
I like the line. I think he and Mark are a real good pair. And a perfect example, Chicago, like they generated more offense than any other line by far in that game for us. They had our chances in the game. Then there'll be nights that the GO staff has two and Mark has one. And other than probably one game since they've been together, they've been very responsible defensively. Mark carries a big load with that. He really supplies the speed on that line. So I like what they do. I've got comfort now, and you'd like to, moving forward, play Mark against the other team's best some nights and take some of that pressure off Ryan. And I think that line's moving to that.
Could Connor Hellebuck do something tonight to kind of earn a back-to-back, or is that something you'd rather not put on a guy at this stage of his career?
All things are possible.
Yeah.
But we've got a young goaltender who's got lots of confidence. We want to make sure that we keep building that confidence. Our schedule has been unusual, changed. I believe it'll be the first set of back-to-back games that we've played where the other teams played the night before, so it's not a pure back-to-back tired scenario. So we'll factor all those things in.